looking at me, Swan.
Oh,
don't use my words
here
against
me. Here we go.
You get a laundry list of OSHA violations. Goodbye, sir.
April 22nd, 2022, falling down the rankings, back after a three-week hiatus. We got Joe, we got Matt, we got Jim, a.k.a. Half-Ass McGee. We are ready. We're ready to roll. We've been off for a little bit.
Yeah, we were celebrating Easter.
We were celebrating
Werewolf Jesus.
Yeah. Did you guys see him?
You know.
You guys see him?
God.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Right. I don't have a cape.
I love it.
Yeah. Right out of the cave.
Oh.
No.
There it is. Oh boy. Oh boy. Mm-hmm. Oh boy. Oh boy.
Yeah, we're back.
It's been a few weeks. It's whew, hectic.
Happy Friday.
I know.
Is it?
How about that?
It's Friday. It's Wednesday.
I think
we're right
on
Wednesday
Friday
tonight.
I don't even know what year it is anymore.
No. Duh.
Hey, first time for everything. No, don't.
Imagine that next day at work on Thursday?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Drink it.
Oh,
drink
no.
It.
Beer's okay. Exploding.
Uh-oh.
No, we're okay.
Chug it. Right.
Check.
We've got...
Washington,
we've
did you watch?
I did. It was fantastic.
Washington, did you watch episode 4 of Moon Knight?
Okay. Let me know.
I haven't yet. I'm going to tomorrow morning.
It's a little interesting.
I will. Yeah, I'll text you. I heard it's a good one.
I'm not quite sure what happened.
Yeah.
So I think episode 5 will kind of clear up what happened in 4, but...
Yeah, well, I... Yeah. Somebody at work was... before they asked me if I saw it, started saying
I will
stuff,
say the new...
I was like, shut the fuck up. Like, I didn't watch it yet.
The new Halo episode.
Which
fantastic.
I usually don't care about spoilers,
stopped
but...
dragging shit out with character development. They got to a fucking battle scene.
Really? Did you guys listen to Young Gravy, that I sent you?
No. What the hell is Young Gravy?
I sent the video for his one song, Young Gravy. He's a rapper.
Oh, I didn't see that.
His main fan base is moms. He's got the line in the song. I'll send it to you guys again, but he's got this one line, and it sold me. It goes, happy and I know it. So I clap them fucking cheeks when I'm happy and I show it to your mama in the sheets. And I was like, I'm sold. I'm going to go buy the vinyl. All
right.
I fucking
love
it.
Awesome.
So we are back.
That's good stuff.
Episode 52.
So, I find 52. I finally stopped listening to Unlimited Love. I think I've had my fill now. I'm good. Like, I've been listening.
Oh, no. Don't say that.
No, I just need a break from the I need a break from the Chai Peps. I've been going hard for the last 3 weeks. But no, it's great. It's good. It's good. I think now, but I ended up listening to all the other albums again, or most of the other ones, to try to figure out where I would put it in their catalog, and it's probably right in the middle.
Right,
I'd say.
Towards
right
the bottom
for me, which is a good spot.
I agree. No, yeah. You know. See now, if we're going this route. The Torture Watch Kashiba Moore. How about the new Nemesis song?
Oh, I forgot to listen to
the
this morning.
Album. The new Primus song.
Oh, it's great. Oh, yeah, it's great.
Did you hear it yet?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
It's right off the Green Album.
Like it
it's got that poppy bass type thing.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It's not as good as the first song. Conspiranoia is just 11 minutes of awesomeness.
Yeah, I like it. Well, I won't say that because like, some of the stuff Les does... Even, as much as I love
it's a little
him,
weird
like,
for
it gets
him.
A little extreme. It's a little out there for me. Yeah, but I like...
Yeah.
Anything, generally anything under the Primus moniker, I really like, and then it's kind of like a toss-up. I do like the Claypool-Lennon... The Claypool-Lennon Delirium is fucking awesome with him and Sean Lennon. That's great.
No, I'm...
Yeah.
I
never listened.
He's giving us a sign?
Slept funky last night in my back.
Oh, I thought you were giving us a signal.
Killing me. Like, it doesn't matter what I do, it just feels like I'm dying.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, you like, sleep weird and, like, your shoulder is just all fucked up. Well, it's like my shoulder is just going right into my chest and...
Oh, yeah.
I just got to stretch every now and then, so...
Damn. Hey,
we're not young.
The NBA playoffs are in full steam. Jim, you must be loving this.
Sixers 3-0. I'm watching the Heat and Hawks right now.
What's the score?
Yeah.
The Hawks are currently in the lead.
Are they playing the Snakes?
Okay.
But Miami's up in the series 2-0.
But what, you know what? The playoffs, what, they started today, yesterday. They'll be over by the 4th of July.
They started a week ago. Yeah.
Father's
Day. Yes, that's usually how it goes. Father's Day weekend? I think it's June. Yeah, Father's Day. Yeah, somewhere in that vicinity.
There's a lot of injuries. I see the Bucks are up 40-22, despite the fact Chris Middleton's out for 2 weeks.
Bucks are destroying them. Devin Booker might be out for 3 weeks. Joel Embiid, he might have to get an MRI in his right hand. Yeah. I saw. That
I just
has
I
my
drank out too hard. He's planning on playing tomorrow. Fuck.
I guess.
Oh my god. He hit that fucking three in overtime. You know what? Maxie, I'll tell you what, Maxie was great
I don't know how true it is or not. I saw it in the internet.
Legend.
So, take it with a grain of salt. Somebody can fact check it here.
Then.
Shaquille O'Neal only made 1 3-point shot in his entire career.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that. Let me see.
Okay.
How many
3-pointers did Shaq make? One.
I was not aware
of
that.
Says it right there.
One
the Google machine told me one.
Shot.
He made one. Yeah, but you know what, though? The NBA
made
he's a big
he
guy.
Was, he was big, but yeah. The NBA, yeah. Over the last 10 years, though, like, centers like him, Hakeem Olajuwon, Patrick Ewing, David Robinson, Dikembe Mutombo, like, that back-to-the-basket center who's, like, scooping up in the middle, getting rebounds, and you're pick and roll with them and all that kind of stuff, they don't do that anymore. All the centers are shooting threes. So, like, Karl Anthony Towns and Embiid, and, you know, it's a... The game... Yeah. It's almost positionless.
No,
I mean, we could do a whole podcast on basketball.
You could.
It's almost a positionless sport. Yeah, me and Jim can.
You guys just record it and send it to me. I'll post
it. It is. I mean, because, like Embiid. He just...
All right.
Embiid picks a player he wants to emulate, and he just does it. And there's a lot of guys that are like that.
If I was a Sixers fan, the thing I would feel really good about now is that Harden hasn't even kicked it into gear and they're dominating.
Correct. Harden is keeping everyone calm and together, which is what he needs to do. And I like
he's
that.
Being a
I
real,
like that
he's being a real
aspect.
Leader, which I respect.
Yeah.
I
like that a lot. It's good. It's good. He like calms everybody down. There were a couple times when tempers were flaring and he kind of pulled everyone in and said, okay, calm down.
The thing that's crazy, though, too, is that like Harden... You know, these guys, they're kind of, they've already peaked, a lot of these guys. They're starting to come down. Because now you have, like, Devin Booker, Ja Morant, like, LaVine, and although LaVine's hurt, like, on the Bulls, like, he's out for the season. You know, Giannis, the Greek freak, is still good.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm pulling for the Nets to get fucking destroyed because they're trash.
I love watching it.
Now, granted, if Kyrie and KD had signed with the Knicks instead of the Nets, they'd be my two favorite players. I'd have each of them tattooed on each arm. But
of course, absolutely. But they didn't, so fuck them.
So fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them. I totally get that.
But I think that I'd like in the Warriors. I'll just say this since Washer stepped away because he'll hate this. But I don't know. But Russell Westbrook, the key to the Lakers having a good season was Russell Westbrook being the sixth man. If he would have just put his ego in check. And did what's best for the team and came off the bench, they would have been unstoppable. But he wouldn't. And there's nothing that shows the difference of character versus him and Steph Curry, with Steph Curry, arguably the best shooter in the game, one of the best players of all time, and just been dominant over the last 10 years. He's not at 100%. So what does he do? He says, let me come off the bench.
Yeah.
And
what
fucking
does he do?
comes off the bench
and destroys it.
Averaging 30 points. And Jordan Poole it's unbelievable. Yep. It's just like Westbrook, So anyway, Westbrook will be on the Knicks. I'm positive. The Knicks are going to trade Randall Fournier and Kemba take his expiring contract.
It's absolutely insane. Insane. Yeah, they put a chart of everything the Lakers gave up in the last, three seasons and what they got, and it's ridiculous because they got, four players and did nothing.
Yeah, if you look at the guys they let go, Lonzo Ball, D'Angelo Russell, Brandon Ingram, Julius Randle, Jordan Clarkson... It's like a starting. It's a great starting lineup. You know, you have guys that are all stars. You have Julius Randle. Like he had an okay year this year, but last year he was most improved player. But yeah.
And what did the Lakers get? They got a title in the bubble, which doesn't even count because it was only what, you know, 50 games, 55, 56. Yeah. Like,
you know,
and there was nobody there. The bubble. That, come on.
You know what? Crazy is I give more credit to Miami. So, like, when I think about the bubble season, I think, like, hey, great for Miami. Like, Jimmy Butler and stuff, they went to the finals. Right, that was awesome. Right. I give them more credit than the Lakers, who actually won it, because the Lakers should have fucking won it. Like, Anthony Davis sucks, too, man. I can't. Anthony Davis is only 29, and he's over. All right, Washkush is back. I'm here back. We go.
Gotta let the dog out after this morning. I have to now watch her whenever she goes out.
Just be careful she doesn't take off, huh?
Well,
we got a runner.
We're getting a new harness tomorrow. She's like right on that cusp between a medium and large dog. We got our large.
Would she like wiggle out of it?
Yeah. Like, so what happened this morning was that about like 9:45, I just ran downstairs, let her outside, and then my break at 10, came down to let her in, come outside, and just see a harness sitting on the step at the top of heart dropped to my ass. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Not good.
So luckily, she was only across the street. My girlfriend was yelling at her. She heard her yelling, and she came running home. So
that's good.
Luckily,
that's good.
Nobody stole her. Nobody hit her.
Yeah.
But now we're getting a new harness tomorrow for us. So we're
there. You go.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay, so I don't know what you guys are talking about. While I was gone.
We were talking about
basketball. We're talking about basketball. So we can skip all that. All
right, tonight,
Washkush. Yeah.
This is huge tonight. Tonight, this starts
we're doing the bonus that I won from I think when I won Zeppelin.
Good God. That was back in 2017. Yeah. Jesus.
And this is Ghost Openers and Closers. 5 albums, 10 songs. And I probably have one song that's not correct because I know you sent like 6 different lists, but oh well.
I used the list that he sent me today.
That's the good list.
He sent a list yesterday and I all right, every single one of those songs is on my list. We're good, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you're good then. Because there was one, the first list I sent, I didn't realize the one song was an instrumental. And I was like, no, I got to get rid of that. It's got to be the actual song where there's lyrics. Because Ghost usually opens.
No, because we did Metallica openers and closers in Call of Cthulhu.
Yeah, but that's. All right,
then I have the instrumental.
Versus.
What song is the instrumental song?
I don't know. Whatever's list I sent today is the actual song list. That's all the songs.
Oh.
Because, like, on the new album, it was only, like, a minute.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, we're we're combining those into one, but, like...
Yeah.
It's all right, good. We'll figure it out as we go. The main event for tonight is a band that Hughes won out of the bucket way back when, the end of last year. They're called The Sword. Hughes, you want to give a little info about them for the Faithful 14 that may or may not know about them?
Yeah. I'll sum it up really quick. They're fucking awesome. Move on.
Besides that.
Shirts and beers.
Okay.
That's all you need to know. All
right.
Fucking great.
Shirts in honor of the sword. I found a shirt that uses a lot of swords. Game of Thrones. All 4 family sigils.
Oh, there you go.
Right. Beer, here's what you guys would like. Yingling Golden Pilsner. Mm. It's got a slight hop taste, but it's just...
Golden Pilsner.
Straight up beer flavor. And it's... There, the ABV on here.
Very nice.
I'm going to guess around 5-ish. It's not very heavy, but it's on the can, refreshing and smooth, which it is.
All right.
That's good. I love it.
Jim, beer and shirt.
We're doing some Miller Lite shirt. I'm taking it back to last year with a Stone shirt.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Why not? I got a Metallica shirt on. Cause like
beautiful.
Metal. And drinking these delicious... Corona premieres.
Ooh.
Fancy. With or without the lime?
No lime. Mm. I don't like the lime that much. If I'm at a restaurant and they stick one in, I'll drink it. Like, Rita and I were talking about this before. Like, I don't need the lime.
What I do with the lime is if I'm, like, at a Mexican restaurant and I get a Dos Equis.
You put it with the coconut.
I do.
You put it with the coconut.
I do. And then I go listen to the curse of the crystal coconut.
Definitely. Definitely.
No, what I do is I just rub it around the rim and then just throw it in the beer. And then that's it.
Okay.
Nice.
But the lime is actually supposed to keep the bugs away.
Oh, really? That's what it's for? Oh, okay.
Interesting.
I was not aware.
Yes.
Whoa!
All right.
So,
let's go.
Some other things we may have missed about. We had a loss in the celebrity world of Helen Seinfeld. I don't know her real name.
Mm-hmm. I don't know her real name either.
Yeah, the autopsy just came back. They found out that she licked some expired envelopes.
Oh. And I don't remember when this happened or the last time that we actually did this. Estelle Costanza as well.
Yeah, she walked in seeing her son treating his body like an amusement park, and her heart couldn't take it.
George, oh my God.
George!
You want to discuss a little bit about your boy Kirk and his Beastie Boys cover? That's not a cover?
Oh, Kirk Hammett, yeah. Yeah, Jason Newsted walked so Kirk could fly. Kirk Hammett's solo album coming out. Yeah, it's good. I like it.
High Plains Drifter, pretty good song by Kirk. I liked it.
Yeah.
Another thing that happened that was absolutely life-changing, Netflix released a movie called Metal Lords.
Yeah, Metal Lords is
fucking amazing.
It's a good movie.
Metal Lords is a good time.
I watched it, and I didn't wait 3 years to watch it. It's a good time.
Yes.
It's a very, very, very
good time. I don't know if I need to watch it again, but I mean...
Oh, you do. The second time through, it's awesome.
Is it better?
It holds up like Airheads or...
Yeah,
it definitely does.
It's, you know what's weird is like I could watch the same TV shows like over and over, but movies, I don't know. Unless it's like The Departed or Goodfellas or Fight Club or Dumb and Dumber, I have a hard time watching. Or Batman, I need a break from them.
There's a lot of nostalgia in Metal Lords.
Yes,
like I watch it. A lot
of it kind of hits home for us because it's the same stuff happened. Where basic concept is it's two friends in high school starting a metal band, and their end game is they want to play in a battle of bands, and a whole bunch of shit just goes on. So
yes,
my favorite person in the movie is the kid's dad, who is from the other guys.
Which one?
Her name is Christina. You come into my house, you get my wife's name wrong. All right.
Was in Stranger Things too. Yeah, right, season 3.
He is.
He's in all of the seasons.
No, it was 2 and 3. He's in.
He's in 2 and 3.
Is he in 1?
Well, his name is in 1. I think they mentioned his name because he's the one that calls in about all the crop shit and stuff. Because he's always
that was season 2. The crops.
Yeah,
that was all the pumpkins.
Yeah, no, but in the first one, but he shows up in the second.
Okay,
he was on an episode of The Office. He was a magician on The Office.
Oh Jesus, he was, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. Oh wow. All
right.
Yeah, God. Oh, wow. The Batman's on HBO Max also.
Yeah.
I'll get around to it yet.
All right, so we need an order. Who won the Chai Peps? Hughes?
I did.
Oh, Jim did.
Yeah.
Jim, give me a range.
1 to 70.
Okay. Jim, give me a number.
69.
Hughes, give me a number.
7.
Costanza, 7.
Dude, I got fucking sunburned. I was out walking for like an hour today. Holy shit.
My nose is all nice out today. Red.
It was, yeah.
I'll go 33, Rolling Rock.
Ooh. Patrick Ewing.
Okay.
Alexa, give us a number between 1 and 70. I don't think she heard it.
Alexa, give me a number between 1 and 70.
Here's a number between 1 and 70. It's
25. 25.
Ooh.
7 Costanza.
Ooh. You win it.
Man. Pick the order.
In it to win it.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go?
I want to go second.
All right.
Oh,
Moskrish, you go. You go first.
1, 2, 3.
You need Jim.
Okay.
Have Jim close it out because his list is going to be fucking bonkers.
Alrighty. So let's kick off into this.
Okay.
Episode 52, The Sword. Ghost Openers closes.
We're hitting the ghost.
10 to 6. We're still riding the ghost train. Boy. Or the ghost ship, whatever you want to call it. Pardon my Latin. Number 10. Marionite said, I'm a something.
I'm a marionette.
Yeah, that one.
I'm going to call it marionette. I don't know if you need Latin for that, but I'm going to call it
marionette.
The way I wrote it, I just chicken scratched it, and it looks like one giant word.
God.
I think that I could be wrong, but I think that's just English.
I think that's Italian. I'm a marionette.
I don't know. The way I had it written, it looked like a different language.
It's all right.
Number 9, Bible.
Okay.
Number 8, part of the Bible, Genesis.
Okay.
Number 7, Life Eternal.
Okay.
Let me know when I get to the one that I'm not supposed to have.
Okay.
Because it's pretty high, I'm guessing.
Oh, shit.
Well, I'm already at 7. Nobody said anything.
God.
Okay. This one might be it right here. Number 6, Respite of Spiritual Fields.
No, that's the closer of the new album. That's a great song.
Okay.
Love it.
And that's it.
Okay. Damn. All
right. I have, all right, number 10, Washkush, Marionette.
Okay.
Number 9, Life Eternal. Number 8, Bible. Number 7, Respite. And number 6, Kasarian.
Ooh, Jim's going to fight you on that one.
I know, I can see it in his face.
Wow.
Sorry.
I'm hoping for a Diamond Dave on this one.
Wow.
I think there's going to be some meat. We'll at least some meatloaf.
Watch, Chris, me and you probably have the same number.
Oh, yeah. All right, number 5. Oh, sorry, all Jim. Right,
hold on.
Sorry.
I got to go. Number 10, Life Eternal. Number 9, Bible. Number 8, Respite. Number 7, Genesis. Number 6, Per Aspera.
Whoa.
Whatever that song is.
Okay. What's that? Okay. Yeah, I don't know. That's from
the second album.
Festacium, or whatever it's called.
Okay, my number 5 is Con Clavi Con Dio.
Okay, my number 5 is Rats.
Wow, shots fired twice. Number 5, Conclave Dio.
Hey, Jim, we synced up Menzies there.
There we go. All
right, number 4, Spirit.
Okay.
Number 4, Genesis. I fucking love that one. Okay. I always slept on the first album, and like now it's like my favorite. I don't know.
I'm a big fan of the new album.
Number 4.
The softer they get, the more I like the old ones.
I'm a Marionette. I love that song.
Okay. My number 3 is Per Aspera.
My number 3 is Per Aspera.
We got a pair of pairs.
Whoa.
Jim, what's your number 3? We got a Springwood Slasher?
He already said it. My number
3 is Spirit.
Alright.
It's the number one song so far.
Yeah, I think
it's
so.
It's going to be our number one.
Oh boy.
Well, you haven't said it yet.
Yeah.
Well, it might not be because there's 2 songs Jim and I haven't said yet, which...
Yeah.
I'm going to ruin Jim's day right now. Number 2, Kasarian.
Okay. My number 2, Conclave, whatever it's called.
Dio.
Ooh.
Conclave, Ronnie James Dio.
Okay. My number 2. Rats. Rats.
This wretched mischief is now coursing through
my number 1 is A Time to Live, A Time to Die by Iron Maiden. Rats.
Oh boy.
Beginning is such a ripoff of that song. I can't remember the actual name. You know what I'm talking
my
about?
Number 1 is...
It's on Seventh Son.
Yeah.
I stopped listening by the time that album came around. I stopped listening after Killers.
Man, you two this fucking week are fucking brutal.
The trolling is hard.
I'm
going
to tell you what.
God.
Watch, I'm going to tell you what. It's
going to get bad.
I know it's going to get worse.
Oh, it's going to get so worse.
Number 1, Spirit.
Spirit.
My favorite airline to fly, Spirit.
There you go. My number 1, obviously, Kasarian.
Yes, we know that, Jen.
I don't know what it is with that. I never fell in love with a song that I never heard before. Just watching that song live, and the fact that it lived up
technically, aren't
to
you
what
hearing
it sounded
that,
like live. Yeah, but you know what I mean. Like, you couldn't. I just begged for the album version for months because when they started playing it live, it was just, I don't even know. Whatever. It's a great song. Fucking Ghost.
All right. Can we take a 2-minute
quick pee break
thing here?
I gotta set the rank button. So
yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah,
I gotta piss and get a beer.
All right, we'll be back. And we're back, and it's time for the sword. Gonna fall on our sword. Gonna do the sword.
The sword. All right, so here's the big question of the night: are we going A to Z or Z?
You won. You answer that.
You answer that.
I have to answer that? No, I'm going Z to A. Fuck it.
Before we go Z to A.
Whoa.
3 bangers. How many do you think we're going to have? Jim.
3 bangers.
Actually, you kind of already know, but
I don't know anything. I'm not looking at anything. I don't know. I can't tell. I didn't mark anybody else's shit down, so I have no fucking clue. Yeah, I'm going three barrels. I'll say 10. Because the catalog's not super, super vast. 10. Yeah, 10.
Okay. Hughes?
18.
Oof.
I'm more around Hughes. I think we're going to be very close on this.
Probably high, yeah.
See, fuck it. Fuck. 16. Right. How many songs do you think we're going to have? 90 songs are submitted out of the 90. How many do you think we're going to have total?
That one I can't answer faithfully.
We got to get...
So I'll let Hughes... Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's I'll say we'll probably have...
I'm going to go 47.
Yeah, see, I was thinking in the 40s, too. I'll say 40.
Jim, nice. For S's and G's, give us a number.
For
Shits
what?
And giggles. S and G's.
You want me to give you a number? I'm going to go 51.
Okay. Jim knows something we don't.
No. I'm just going to
Okay. So, it's me, Joe, right. Jim. Kicking off the order. So, Jim, we're going Z to A.
We're going backwards. All right. According to the list that I have in front of me, our first song, which is the last song, should be Winter's Wolves.
Fiverr.
I've also got a 5. But there's a 1 in front of it. 15.
Oh, I was going to say, whoa. And I also have a 5. But mine has a 2 in front of it.
No fucking way.
It's a 25. I swear to
God. Oh my God.
There's 1 3 banger.
All right.
Wow. And a slam pick in the top 10 already. Oh
no,
my God. All right,
it's
the
not
next
a slam
song.
Pig. You all said it.
But it's you're in the top 10 by yourself.
Sorry,
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's not
okay,
a slam
pick.
I fucked that up. But
depending
on
your interpretation,
slam pick stands alone.
My bad. If no one says it, that was my fault. I fucked that up. Shimmy fucked it up. I'm sorry. Won't happen again.
Well.
All right. Our next song is Used Future.
That is a Jimmy song.
That is not. That would have been my 31.
All right. Well, I've got that at 29. So, real quick, The Sword have 6 albums.
Yes.
Plus, they've got, like, a compilation and some different stuff. Their 5th album, High Country, they also have an acoustic version of that called Low Country. So, my songs, anything that comes from that could be either version of them. But this is my hot take on The Sword. The first 4 albums are fucking excellent. High Country and Used Future are Load and Reload.
That's a perfect example.
Ooh. You know what? I totally understand that. Yes, because they changed.
So their next album is going to be Saint Anger.
Oh God! And then you got to wait 10 years for the next good
one. But you know
what
though? But what I like High Country and Used Future because it reminds me of Queens of the Stone Age and the Black Keys and stuff. So they changed it up.
It does have that change. It's much more bluesy.
They were
bad the other day. It was like much more bluesy.
Yeah, they weren't bad, but I just you got used to a certain type of sound, and it turned me off.
Especially Gods of the Earth. The second one, that's my favorite
my God.
One. Like,
oof.
Gods of the Earth and Apocryphon, or whatever it's called. Like, those are, like...
I think
they're Warp
Riders
great,
is probably
are.
Their most complete.
Yeah,
I
Warp Riders is good.
Beginning
I like Warp
I love that as a concept album.
Yeah.
He, like, wrote a book or something, or a story, and whatever. I'm fucking...
Next
I
song.
Love it.
Yeah.
All right. Our next song, Under the Bows. Bows. Under the Bows. Bows.
Try telling that to Alexa, stupid cunt. I got that. 19.
Who's got that? Nice. Okay.
I don't have that.
I do not have that either. Our next song, To Take the Black.
Jon Snow. I do have that somewhere. 14. Gonna go serve the wall.
Okay.
I don't have it.
I have that at 16. Good song. And our next song, The Wild Sky.
I got that one. Where?
Oh, man.
28.
Okay. I do not have that.
I also do not have that. And from the wild sky, we go to the white sea.
I do not have that one.
I do not have that one either.
I've got that one at 30. I believe that's an instrumental, if I'm not mistaken. And I never put instrumentals on, but I think
that was pretty badass. I have three, I think.
Could be wrong.
I think the white sky, wild sky is an instrumental. I think.
Is it? Yeah.
Oh, wait, picture. Picture.
Picture.
Got it. Okay.
All right. What do we have next? We've got the song The Warp Riders off the album The Warp, the Warp Riders.
Riders. I believe that's the last track, right? I got it. At 26.
Maybe? Oh.
I also have it. I've got it at 17.
Okay. I also have it. 5.
Whoa. Tracks.
Well, track 7, actually.
We went there. That's my first spot.
Through these sun chips.
Oh, good. Get that off my chest.
Sorry about the
good
crunching.
Good lord. Sun chips are fantastic. See? That damn bag. They need to redo their bag.
Fine. They're all so right. Fucking good. I'm just pounding through them. All
right. We've got the Veil of Isis.
That's a huge song.
The Veil of Isis.
I don't have it.
5. I can't believe you don't fucking have it. How do you not fucking have that wash crush? Jesus.
My God. I love it. I've got it at 12. So close.
All right. There we go.
So
okay.
Close.
Number one
so
song.
Close. Woo. All right. Let's see.
Damn, wash crush. Damn.
Wow. All right. So I'm going to. All right. That's. All right. Fuck that. Okay. Our next song is The Horned Goddess.
Nope.
I don't have it either.
What? Oh, God. All right. I've got it at 11.
Whoa, shit.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Shit. All right. Boy. And from the Horned Goddess, we've got the Frost Giant's Daughter. These fucking titles are wild.
Which could be female Loki.
It's like Macedon week all over again.
I got that at 24.
I've got it at 14.
You got it at 4?
I've got it. Hold on. I've got it at 17.
Is that our second three banger only?
I think so.
Shit.
Yes.
I'm marking them.
Wow. All right. And then after that, we've got the Dream Thieves. Not to be confused with the Dream Warriors.
Oh.
Wow.
That one's just laid back and
wow.
Awesome.
Okay.
You got that in your 5.
He's got it in his... Oh, wow. Hughes? Oh,
no, I don't have it.
Oh, God. I got it at 23. So Jesus, I at least
Jim,
have
you're
it.
You're the one that was like, oh, man, this song is great. And listen, I'm like, yeah, it is.
It is. It's great. Hey, it could have been 31. So it made it to 23.
It's my 31.
All right. We've got the Chromomancer number Deuce Nemesis.
16.
Ooh.
No.
Okay. I've got it at 19. Then we've got the Chromomancer Slam Pig Hubris.
17.
Hubris. 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 Ooh, wow.
I have it at 22.
Right in order. Okay. I do not have that one.
Holy fuck.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Our next song is The Black River.
21. Black Jack.
23.
Bust. Wow. 31.
Mega bust.
Next song. How about Seven Sisters?
Nope.
Nope. 21. Oh, wow.
Okay. Or the seventh son of the seventh son.
I do not have
son.
That. Did not make my cut. Oh, boy. Our next song, Night City.
The City Nights. 23.
I got that at 18.
Okay.
Whoa! Five. There's
whoa. Whoa! That's another. That's the number one song.
It's three.
There's a three banger.
Love it.
That's three.
So we got that wow. And the one that you two said. If Jim had it at 12, you had it in your top 10.
Something like that.
Damn.
Wow. Okay. Our next song is Mist and Shadow.
I do not have Mist and Shadow.
I have that at 19.
I also do not have Mist and Shadow. Wow. This is... Ooh, I don't know where this is going to go. Wow, okay. So we've got Maiden, Mother, and Crone.
Lucky 13.
Ooh.
16.
Ooh.
Ooh. 5. Ooh. That's 4.
That's the number one song so far. Wow.
Holy shit.
And our next song is a song that just says Lords.
That's me. 27.
Lord.
That's a good one.
I do not have it.
I do not have Lord. Wow. Fuck. All right. Our next song, Cruising Along.
We're making
with
great
the sword,
time right now.
Is.
Oh, yeah. Not even 10 minutes.
46-ish minutes. But.
Lawless Lands.
12.
Ooh.
26.
Ooh. 5.
Ooh, there's another one. That's 5. 5 3 bangers.
Wow. Holy Yowza. God.
Wow. Okay, I don't know where this is going to go now. Lament of the Aurochs.
Nope.
I don't have it.
No. 21.
Blackjack. All
right.
21. Yeah. Our next song, Iron Swan.
Hello, Miss Swan.
Stop looking at me, Swan. Who's got the Iron Swan? Oh.
I got it.
Number 12.
Wow. I've got that at 18.
Damn, Jim, that was another one that you're like, oh, man!
I know, it's so good, it's so good.
Oh, wait, you got another 3 banger here.
Yeah, that's 6.
Yeah, that's another one. Wow.
I don't think we're going to have 18. Damn it.
Wow. Wow. All right, how heavy this axe? That's our next song. How heavy this... Oh!
Fiver.
Shit. 24.
Oh, all right. How heavy this axe I've got at.
Ooh,
5.
There's our number one song.
Wow.
That's the first. Wow. Okay.
Damn. Wow.
All right. We've got High Country.
It's a big negative there.
I got a 27.
Okay. I do not have it. I did, but I had to make the cut. That was tough. But okay. How about some Hawks and Serpents?
Batter.
Ooh.
Climb the ranks.
Shit. I've got Hawks and Serpents. Holy shit. I have it at 28.
All right.
5.
Oh my God.
Dude, I told you. It's going to be the me and Jim show.
This is
wild.
It is.
That's Jesus
two.
Christ.
Oh,
I'm questioning
God.
If you guys even listened.
Oh,
no,
that might be the number
listen.
2 song.
Yeah.
Oh,
as of right now.
Ooh, that
depending
could be the number
my list
one
is
song.
Fucked.
Oh boy, how about Ghost Eye? Who's got Ghost Eye?
Of course, the two you guys have. That's probably each of your number 3 song.
I've got it at 27.
All
right. How about Eyes of the Storm Witch?
The hell is that?
The fuck is that noise?
Some douche motorcycle going up the street.
Oh, okay.
And do you have a blood
it's
rush?
It's gone now.
I don't have there that one. Go. I think. What was the name of it again?
No.
Eyes
no,
of the
no,
Storm
no.
Witch. No. I've got it. 29.
That's barely making.
Okay.
The next one. Excrator. Excreter, excavator. Kind of what Amber Heard is an excavator.
That's a defecator. I do not have the Amber Heard.
Extricate on your bed.
No, I don't
sorry.
Have it either.
Oh my God. I got that at 28.
Jeez. Alrighty.
Empty temples. That's
I got song. That one. That
empty.
That one temples. Is holding up the ass end of the list at 30.
30. Okay. I don't have that one.
Ooh!
He's got it at a 5.
Isn't that the Thin Lizzy wow. sounding song?
Wow.
Kind of, but I like the one on Low Country better than High Country.
Wow.
But
so.
Wow. I love it. Wow. Wow.
I gave you one extra okay. point for it.
Yeah. Yeah, how about that shit? Wow. Thanks. Oh, my God. Yeah,
thanks.
Okay, our next song is
If You
Dying
Win Tonight,
Earth.
You're fucking welcome.
Yeah.
20.
Dying Earth.
20. Oh, another 5.
Oh, my God.
Fucking 20? What the fuck?
Hughes, I'm yeah. sorry. Oh, 22.
Oh, and it's number 8.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Wow. All right, how about Deadly Nightshade?
Nope.
I love Deadly Nightshade. 13.
Nice. All right, I got that at 24.
Hey.
How about a little Cloak of Feathers?
Where do I got that one at?
Ooh.
Really?
Really?
Oh, really? Dude, what the hell? What the fuck is, what the hell is his name? I just saw something. What's his name? The dude, he's the guitar player in fucking
John
Rob
Five?
Zombie. Fucking
oh.
5.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
You and Washkush is winning this. He's got the most so far.
Oh, do we all have that crazy. One, though, or no?
I
every,
have it at 15.
I think
you right, and so Washkush have
I
it
think,
at 5.
I think there was one song that I said in the top, my top 10
damn.
That neither of you mentioned.
One. That was it. And then you and me synced up on 2 or 3. You just synced
yeah,
up with Hughes on 1. Holy shit.
And what one are... So my top 3 have not been said at all. So they might be in both
shit.
Of your top 10.
What song did we just say? Cloak
we
of
just
Feathers.
Said Cloak of Feathers.
My top 3 have
okay,
not
yeah.
been said at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
My number ooh. 1 has not been said.
My 1,
my
2,
one
and 3
not
have not
said
been
either.
Said.
My 1, 5, 6, 7, 8,
my
9
My 5,
been
but...
Said.
But
my one,
but
five,
we're
and
not
and
the
10.
End of the alphabet yet, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. How about a little buzzards?
Jim, I think you missed one.
Buzzards. All right, what did I miss? Did I miss?
The night
maybe,
the sky
maybe not?
Cried tears of fire?
Yeah, that's the last song in the parentheses.
Okay.
The spreadsheet puts
okay,
that at the
okay,
beginning.
Okay. What's the next song? Next song?
We'll get there.
Buzzards.
Buzzards.
Nope.
Buzzards. Hughes?
No.
Buzzards?
No.
I got 26. 2-6. Right. How about a little Brown Mountain?
Kind of like.
Oh, man.
So gross. I fucking hate jokes. I honestly, I hate jokes like that, but I did it. It's disgusting. I hate that kind of humor.
Wow.
I got it at 30.
I don't have it at all.
Oh, my God.
I got Brown Mountain at dirty ooh. 30.
Oh, my God.
You hate
God.
Them, but you love saying them.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Yeah.
About Barrel's Blade. How do you say that?
There you
Burial's
go. You got
blade?
It.
Barrel's Blade? Burial's Blade. Blade.
That's
that
a 5 for Washington.
That is 11.
Cha-cha-cha.
Washington, you have that at 11.
Wow.
I also have it at 11.
No way.
Washkush won.
It was
Washkush
my 10.
Won.
It was my 10. But,
ready?
But,
was it? Guess what?
Ooh, yeah. That's our number one song right now.
You know how I feel about first songs and first albums.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jim, one more song and we hit your three bangers, which is plausible.
Really?
No, that's
was that 10?
That was 10.
Okay.
That was 10.
That
we're
was 10.
It,
so we're at it. Oh, boy. Alright. Alright, I'm going to work the list so I could win this now. Kidding. Astria's Dream.
I got that. 25. That's an instrumental as well.
No, I don't have that one.
I don't have it. How about some Arrows in the Dark? Like an arrow in the dark. Whoa.
I've got arrows in the dark also. I've got a 25.
Hughes, I've got it at 20.
11.
Hey, there's 11.
Yow.
So Jim did not win.
How about...
Well, no, actually.
I did not win.
Yeah. How about... Yeah.
Well, I'm still there, right? Sort of. Whatever. Arch of Iran Unearthly.
I do. Who's it's another that? Instrumental. It's off the Warp Riders first song. It's a fucking banger.
I got it at 15. Do not.
Nice. I do not have it either. What else do we have here? Arcane Montaigne.
29.
I do not have it.
I have it at 13. How about Apocryphon?
Apocryphon.
Apocryphon? Apocryphon?
18.
It's almost like you guys are, we're listening to two different bands here. 5.
Oh my god. I don't have it.
Hughes, I listened.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I don't have it. What the fuck? Oh my god. And our last song, which is the first song, is The Night the Sky Cried, Tears of Fire.
Rolling on Doves. 22.
Who's got it? Ooh. Hughes?
No, I don't have it. No. No, you guys are 14. I don't have it.
14. Oh my god.
So, out of that entire list, my 1, 2, and 3 have not been said.
Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy
my 1, 5, 7, 8, 9.
I'm still feeling the Diamond Dave.
Holy
I'm
shit.
I'm still feeling it. It's alive.
I honestly, if we have you two definitely have the same number one song. Mark it that holy I said it at 10:07. You guys have the same
I said
one.
It yesterday at 3:41 PM.
And I mean it, and I've just typed what song it is. I think there's no fucking way you guys are going to have my number one, because clearly you didn't listen to all the fucking songs.
What do I need to listen to all the songs for?
You don't.
Pulling a line out of your book.
But, oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Don't use my words.
Well, here we go.
Don't be bitching then.
Listen. Hughes, this isn't a fucking project, okay? You just got to listen. Just enjoy it, right. Okay?
Yeah.
And you guys love fun.
It's not like we're making millions of dollars here, you know? It's...
Yeah, Hughes.
I never.
Whoa!
I've never watched this. Not making money is your line. I've never fucking said. That's how I was watching. Oh no, it goes wrong. So we're gonna pay to do it. Like, all right.
All right.
You sons of bitches.
All right, let's do this top 10, and then we'll take a break.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, this is fucking wild.
All right.
Where's this going?
I might have one that I gotta throw. If you guys don't say the one song, I'm gonna have to give it to you. So
well,
you can
did
add
you
it to the list.
Not get your 11 to 30 completely said?
Well, no, but I don't know if it could be that the two of you have it in your top 10, so that might be why it's not been said. But I did a switch at the end.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, we'll make it work.
Do you need to make a change now before we get into the top 10?
No. Yeah, I need two new rank partners. No, I just did.
All right.
Oh my god.
Number 10.
I love this. Oh my god.
She wears a cloak of feathers.
All right.
Okay.
Number 10, Empty Temples.
Okay. Respect that. Jim doesn't.
Yeah.
It at least made my list.
No.
That's
it.
And for Jim being the Thin Lizzy guy, is, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. This is my 31. Anyway, my number 10, Freya. Freya.
Okay. The god of war, love, sex, and a whole bunch of other shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mostly sex.
The Guitar Hero song.
Infertility. Yeah. Number 9er, Winter's Wolves.
Nice.
Okay. Wow.
Number 9, Seriously Mysterious.
Ooh. I have no idea. It's Seriously Mysterious. Mm. I don't know that song.
It's on High Country.
High Country.
Oh, that explains that. Damn it. Okay. Number 9 for me is The Warp Riders.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh shit, there's a couple in High Country that I had marked kind of high, but didn't make the cut. What are we on? Eight?
Yeah.
Dream Thieves.
Nice.
Wow. Nice. Okay.
My number eight, Trace Brujas. Nice.
Trace Abruja.
Also known as Tree Witches.
Three That's witches. Right.
Okay.
Let me see. My number eight. How heavy this axe?
Nice.
Okay.
Nice, nice, nice. My number seven. Hawks and Serpents.
Nice. Wow.
My number seven.
Okay.
She.
Isn't that a Megadeth song?
It's a good Green Day song.
But She Wolf.
No, Green it's Day. A, well, yeah. Yeah, it's a Mega. No, She Wolf. That's on. Yeah, all right. Obviously, you
what,
didn't listen
what
to
What album was that on?
Okay. Next. It's on it's on the compilation one.
I didn't
it's
even like know they had a compilation
one. Compilation one. Yeah. Gotcha. You gotta use Spotify,
well,
man. It's got all the shit.
It's on Amazon. I just didn't know. It was, I just went by Wikipedia, the list of all the albums. I didn't know the to look in the...
Let me see which one it's on. I'll figure it out. She wore a... Yeah. Oh, wait, that's Cloak of Feathers. Never mind.
Seven. Barrel, nice. Burial's Blade.
It's on Conquest of Kingdoms. Which is like, it's a live okay. album. It's a live album.
I did not listen
but
to
it's
that.
Got, yeah, it's got it's a live album and it's got like
you,
one
you
or two new songs.
Stressed
on
to listen to it. I would have.
Oh, interesting.
And it probably still wouldn't have made the list.
Yeah,
but
I know.
At least I would
have
listened to it. I don't know. I've never heard it. I can't say if I like it or not.
Ouch.
So, unlike some people.
Ouch.
Six.
Six.
How heavy?
Six.
Is the or how heavy this axe? God forbid you put that is in there and ask Alexa.
Ooh, okay.
And she can't fucking figure it out.
Yeah.
My number six, Apocryphon.
Nice.
Wow. All right. My number six, Lawless Lands.
All right. Ooh, now we're getting to top five.
This is crazy.
Jim, I don't think you said this one. I know Hughes did. Number five, Arrows in the Dark.
Wow, okay, all right.
Oh, yeah, both. Me and Hughes both said it. 20 and 25. Damn.
Damn. Right. Is the Diamond Dave still alive?
Possible.
I don't know.
All right, that's a no. All right.
All the songs haven't been said, so I don't know.
Okay. My number five?
Number five.
Your number five.
Freya.
Freya.
Freya at Ends of Sanity.
Oh my god. My number five, Eberthon. That hasn't been said yet.
It hasn't.
That hasn't.
It might
been
be a
said.
Slam pick in the top five.
Of course it is. That's what I do best.
What are we on? Four!
Four.
Hello, Mrs. Swan. The Iron Swan.
Oh,
nice.
Wow. Wow.
My number four, Dying Earth.
Ooh. Okay. Wow. My number four, Night
wow.
City.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Did you even listen, Jim?
Oh,
whoa.
I listened. Oh, I listened. Wow, look at him.
All right.
God damn it.
Number three, Goddess of Sex and War, Freya.
Top three.
Which is also in the three banger.
Okay. Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I thought you guys would have as your
Jim, is that the song you thought? Jim, did
I
say the song yet that you thought?
I thought that would
be
good.
Yes. I thought you were going to have Hawks and Serpents at number one. That's the one I marked down yesterday at 3:40.
I just said I really liked it, but I didn't love it.
Yeah. So I have no clue right now. I don't know where this is going to go. Hughes.
My number three?
Your number three?
The Veil of Isis.
Wow. Nice. I had that at 12. I should have moved it up.
Okay, Jim. Number three.
Wow. Okay. My number three.
Ooh. Hawks and Serpents. Okay, my number two. Good luck trying to get Alexa to play this one, saying its full name. But if you say the first two words, she has no problem. Fire Lances of the Ancient Hyper Zephyrians.
Wow.
That's your number two?
Whoa.
Fire Lances. Okay, I'm just going to write down Fire Lances. Wow.
But
Jesus.
Wow.
My number two, Cloak of Feathers.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. Wow. My number two, Maiden, Mother, and Crone.
Jim, the meatloaf is alive.
Are we doing
alive
this?
And well.
Is this going to happen?
Are you gonna, I don't know. I'm going to probably. Fucked up? I'm going to fuck it up
I'm
right now.
I'm pumped right
you,
now.
Jim. Tres Brujas, number one.
Oh, don't fuck it. Oh my god, that's what you went with?
Washkush, damn. What's
your number one?
Washkush, my number one. Fire Lancers of the Ancient Hyper Zephyrians.
Nice! No way!
Nice! Yes! Nice!
Oh my god. Yes.
I'm so happy.
Oh my god,
all
I kept doing was showing fucking screenshots Washkush. Of it. Jim, I know you have fucking Tres Brujas.
Washkush.
You're fucking losing your shit over it.
Of course I do. Number one. Trace Brujas.
Jim, I'm
Holy
shocked.
Fuck.
I'm shocked. You didn't have Fire Lances,
rank.
Jim.
I I'm shocked.
Did
too.
You even listen?
I so I think we better. Had 13. I think
yes,
we had 13
Jim won,
total
closest
songs.
Without going over.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Or 13.
I
got to
figure out
well,
some number.
Well, actually,
Fire Lancers.
Actually, those rules
is,
wouldn't apply because going over means you were closest anyway without. Yeah, I don't know. So.
Ah.
Yeah, so
something
Jim won.
To that effect.
Jim, you won nothing.
Jim won.
Yeah.
Price is right
nothing.
Rules. Jim wins. All right,
quick
let's
break.
Take a quick break while Jim tallies.
We'll be back.
All right.
All right. Are we ready for numbers? Are
yeah.
we in? We're live. We're doing this. This is it.
Yeah.
All right. Ghost. Oh, yeah. Shit. Fuck. I probably should have ranked that. All right.
Yeah.
We'll be back in 10 minutes, guys.
Ghost.
All right. The number one song is Rats.
Rats. All right. Rats.
The number two song is Spirit. The number three song is Kasarian. The number four song, Conclave Dio. And then it just goes downhill from there. So I'm stopping there. Because they all like kind of bottleneck. And
rats.
It's all like the same.
Time to live. And it's time to die.
All right. So the sword. You want the total number of songs, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
The total number of songs. 47.
Right on the nose.
Wash
right
push.
On the fucking nose.
On the nose. On the nose.
Well
Whoa.
Done.
Wow.
Well
You get
done.
Nothing.
Nice.
Goodbye.
You get nothing. Goodbye.
Damn, man.
Good day, sir.
Damn.
Wow.
You get a laundry list of OSHA violations. Goodbye, sir.
Yay.
All right, so let's do this.
The sword.
Top 30. I'm going
to
read them all, and then we're going
to
debate.
30 to 11, and then
we're going to yell, because there's...
Slow it down.
Because I got to have my
Oh, wait, no, Jim. Wait, no, the total...
The
no, the total number is not 47. The total is not 47. Because it's 48.
You
because
have a
I
song.
Had yeah, Celestial Crown.
Whoa. Where'd you have it?
I had it at 20.
Okay.
Sorry, Washkush.
I
you
still won.
Nothing.
Closest
you still
without
won.
Playing over.
Yes, you were.
I wasn't winning anything regardless,
all right,
so.
All right. I gotta make a quick change here.
That's just, so basically from 20 down. I was telling Jim, the Yuengling Golden Pilsner is quite fantastic. 4.7% alcohol. By Valium.
Yep.
And according to Untappd, zero IBUs, but it does have a little bit of a hop flavor to it.
Interesting. Maybe I'll give it a shot.
It is smooth and refreshing.
Okay.
They do it in bottles or is it only
cans?
Yeah,
I've seen it in bottles. I've seen it on draft too.
I'm on a big
all
bottle.
All three forms. Draft, bottle, and can.
I'll have to find a six pack. From my local Giant grocery food market.
Love Giant.
All right. Let's fucking do this. I got 30 all right. songs.
All right.
Your change didn't matter to the top 30, but I...
Yeah, I didn't think so.
All right. Number 30. The Horned Goddess. 29. Arcane Montaigne.
Yeah, that's where I had it.
28. Seriously Mysterious. 27. Empty Temples. 26. The Chromomancer Slam Pig Hubris. 25. She. 24. Deadly Nightshade.
Dude, three of my top 10 are in the 20s. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. 23. The Night the Sky Cried Tears of Fire. 22. Eberthon. 21. The Chromomancer Douche Nemesis.
Great Resident Evil movie.
Number 20. Dream Thieves. 19. To Take the Black. 18. The Frost Giant's Daughter. 17. Apocryphon. Fawn. Apocryphon.
My God.
16. The Warp Riders. My God.
I only lost one top 10 15. So far.
Winter's Wolves. 14. Rainbow in the Dark. Sorry. Arrows in the Dark. 13. Lawless Lands. 12. Dying Earth.
Jesus.
11. The Veil of Isis.
Oh my God. Six of my top 10 is gone.
It's so bad, Hughes.
Bad. Three of my top 10 are gone.
Wow. Number 10. Night City. Number 9. How Heavy the Sacks. Number 8. Hawks and Serpents. Number 7. Iron Swan. Number 6. Burial's Blade. Number 5. Maiden, Mother,
Jim won.
And Chrome.
Jim won, holy shit.
Number 4, The Fire Lancer's Song. Number 3, Cloak of Feathers. Number 2, Freya. And the number 1, Tres Brujas.
Jim won.
The winner?
Wow! Gosh. I thought you won with Maiden, Mother, and Chrome.
I thought Shimmy Bags had it.
We tied. Here's where I got. We tied. So I go to the songs. We had the same number one song. I go to the second song. You had Freya ranked higher. So you had more points. So you win. We had the same amount of songs in the top 10. We each had 7. But you had yours more points. So you win.
Fuck yeah. Alright. So. You win.
Fucking
what's
sword.
Next week? The.
SGTIS. SGTIS.
This is a. Gent.
Shoot the T, but not the T.
Not the
T
I.
T is silent. We're going to keep
nah,
the T really silent.
The T is
silent.
Pronounced. The I is silent. Sugar tits.
Sugar tits.
Sugar
tits.
Sugar
tits.
Swimmy, swammy. Swanson.
Samsonite.
Slippy, Swanson. Swapsonite. All
right, so next
off.
Week is 4:30, right?
She's unlisted.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, four. Yep.
Halfway to Halloween.
What?
4:30.
Oh, shit.
Halfway to Halloween. What way? What better way to celebrate it? Top.
Then the
top.
What?
Bonus for next week.
Ooh.
Top 10 cities or locations in horror movies.
Ooh, I like that. Ooh. Oh, that's really good. Oh, I like that a lot, Washkers. That's a good one.
Cities or locations. Like some of them. Some don't have a generalized city, like Haddonfield. But, you know.
I think I like this.
That's a good one. I think I'll do something for Halloween.
I like this.
Next
like
week,
it
Jim.
Lot.
It's your favorite band. You want to tell us who we're doing?
Well, SGTIS, which everyone will figure out what it is as we do this. The S stood for the sword. Next week, the G stands for a band who you only need to listen to every album except the newest one. Oh. And we're going to do Gojira.
Gojira. Hailing from Gojira. France.
I don't know how the
I
fuck
think it's
say.
Gojira. That's how Jose Mangan pronounces it on Liquid Metal, so.
Okay.
Yeah. That works.
They're good. They're good. They tune down a full step, which isn't too bad to deal with. Is it a full step? Yeah, it's a full step. Yeah, they go down a full step. They go to drop C, which is manageable for the average guitar player. Because once you get down to drop B and A, you need to get...
You need a 7-string.
You need a 7-string, or you need really, really thick strings on your guitar.
So you need a bass guitar hybrid.
Their
drummer plays absurd polyrhythms that just are unfathomable to count.
Except on the newest album that everyone seems
to there's a big polyrhythm.
There's no polyrhythms. Yeah,
there's not as bad, but there are some.
Oh, God.
I gotta tell you what, I didn't think that I would dread something as much as I dread the Murder Dolls, but you guys have, you've made
You even
happen.
Said you liked Gorgia! Don't worry, that eye has come that I'm dreading. I can't fucking wait.
Oh,
I have to deal with the
T. We're going in order. Hughes gets the G, I get the T, you get the
I.
I
like Gorgia.
And then we round it off with the other
fucking
S.
Around.
We're all going to agree on the final S, though. So.
Listen, I was seeing Gorgia live while you guys were still in diapers.
Considering I'm older than you.
Oh, my
whatever. I saw Gorgia twice open for Mastodon when I was, like, seeing Mastodon all the time. They were good.
Cool.
I saw them at the Electric Factory, and I saw them at the Sherman Theater.
I saw the Dropkick Murphys at the Sherman.
Yeah.
That was the first sold-out show ever there. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Really?
They closed it with a cover of Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap.
What's the, what's the S at the end? Soundgarden?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yes, yes,
okay.
Yes.
That's
spoiler.
Right. No one's fucking listening. I'm excited for the eye. I'm excited for the eye.
I couldn't care less about the eye. I at all.
Oh my God. But you have to. You're going to love it.
I don't think he's going to, Jim.
He's going to hate it. I'm trying.
The one album of... An okay school subject is the only one that I like.
Oh my God. Science is great, but come on.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Can I ask a serious question? Serious question.
Yeah.
Am I missing albums from Tool? When does it get good?
Anima's like when it's really good.
Lateralis is probably the creme of the crop.
Lateralis is the best.
I would rather get an enema than listen to Anima ever.
Did you listen to the EP Opiate?
Dude, what about...
I would rather take opiates than listen to this.
What about fucking Ticks and Leeches and The Grudge?
I would rather get bitten by Ticks and Leeches than...
The actual song, Opiate.
When does it start?
Choice.
It's like 35 minutes of noise. I recharged my earbuds, my AirPods, 4 times thinking there was something wrong with my AirPods because it was the same sound for 35 minutes.
You didn't like baking cookies in German?
What about Hooker with a penis? What about Hooker with a penis?
I'd rather get fucked with the
What about Sober?
You can't be sober and try to listen to Tool.
What about prison sex?
That's my problem. I would rather have prison sex
than
listen to Tool.
What about Schism?
I really like Tool, but like...
Whatever a schism is.
You gotta be in the mood for
Agreed.
It.
But here's the biggest question of all. Am I being serious?
I don't think you are at all.
I think you love Tool, and I think it's...
Okay.
I think Jim's gonna have a number one song next week, Fortitude or something. Like.
No. Fortitude is trash. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Well, it looks Fortitude's like Jim's not trash. Winning.
No, I'm not winning next
Me and Hughes
week.
Are both high on Fortitude.
That sword.
Yeah, I like Fortitude.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Like the,
I don't get this.
I like the newer Gorgia.
I like the middle Gorgia.
Oh my God, I don't get that.
Right, I like Mars of Sirius, Way of All Flesh.
Nah. That's where it falls.
L'Enfant Sauvage.
I like the first.
It's better than I gave it credit.
That's where it starts to pick back
that
up.
That was not bad. Magma. Liquid Hot.
The first album, Magma.
Yeah, Liquid Hot Magma.
Magma's great.
Magma's fantastic.
All right.
Look, you asked a question the other day. I found a song off Magma that, like, I was like,
okay, Liquid Fire! But,
that's a good one.
You know. Well, the sword's great. The sword is like Black Sabbath meets Iron Maiden meets Mastodon. And I'm, like, very happy.
Yeah, the sword will definitely be in the repertoire from here on out. Trey's Brujas, I'm just constantly playing that song. Good. It's
that chorus.
And the Fire Lances, too. The intro, that one. Yeah, you definitely got to listen to that one.
I fucked that up, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. I had too much Tool on the brain. I see you listen to Tool, and then you listen to a good song, and you can't tell the
difference. Well, Hughes doesn't send any songs. I don't know. Well, that's it. We're done.
I don't like spoiling. I like leaving it a mystery. I like it being seriously mysterious.
All right.
Ooh.
Rats is our ghost opener, closer. We got
Rats.
Our top five sword songs. Number 5, Maiden, Mother, and Crow. Number 4, Fire Lances of the Ancient Hyperzephyrians. Number 3,
Good
Cloak of Feathers. Number 2, Freya. Uno, Tres Brujas.
Chase Brujas.
Good night.
That's awesome.
Happy Friday. Have a good weekend.
Happy Friday.
Thanks for listening.
Cheers.
Thanks for for listening. Cheers.
Yes. Yes.
Go like our Facebook page. Follow down the rankings at Facebook. Bye. I don't fucking know. Hash Brown. Hash Brown Facebook.
Hash Brown.
All right. Okay.